If your dominating mental habits are thoughts of poverty, then cosmic habit force will bring about poverty in your life. If your dominating mental habits are of prosperity and peace, cosmic habit force will bring them about. There is an endless cycle here. Repetition of a habit intensifies it until it becomes an obsession. You can become obsessed with poverty or with achievement. This is why I have repeatedly stressed that your thoughts are the only thing you can completely control if you decide to do so. You must control your thoughts to control your habits. Cosmic habit force doesn't leave you any room to complain that opportunity never came your way. You will know that as long as you have the power to form and express your thoughts, you have the power to change the circumstances of your life into whatever you want them to be. If your life isn't already what you want it to be, it is because you have drifted into your present circumstances by virtue of cosmic habit force. You can change that. Definiteness of purpose, backed by the power of cosmic habit force and enforced by self-discipline and personal initiative, can bring you to the circumstances you want. Money-making habits. So the circumstances you want include making more money, do they? Here's how to go about using cosmic habit force to do just that. Step 1. Create a clear mental image of just how much money you want to make. A lot is not a good answer. You need a concrete figure or a percentage above your current income. Step 2. Imagine some of the results of having that money. A new home, sending your daughter to medical school, a comfortable retirement. Doing this clarifies which of the 10 basic motives are driving you. The more motives you can associate with making more money, the stronger your push to achieve it. Step 3. Decide how you will earn this extra money. I've emphasized again and again that you can't get something for nothing. You must have a plan. Step 4. Write out your goal and your plan. Include your motives for making more money. Instead of a statement like, I want to retire in security, write something like, I want to own my own home free and clear of debt. I want to be able to travel and visit my family 3 times a year. Set a date for starting and achieving this goal. Sign your plan. Make it a contract with yourself. Step 5. Go back to your plan and underline all the things that you need to do to make it happen that you aren't doing now. Make a separate list of these things. Step 6. Start doing the things on the list. Some of them will be daily tasks, such as spending less money on dining out and putting more money into your savings account. Others will be longer range but will require daily progress, such as going the extra mile in your job. You have to bend all your efforts and thoughts to doing these things. Step 7. Every day, read your goal aloud to yourself until you have it memorized. Repeat it in your mind when you get out of bed, when you start your job, when you come back from lunch, when your work day is finished, and before you go to sleep. Yes, this is just what you should be doing anyway in connection with your definite major purpose. You are giving cosmic habit force a pattern to follow. The length of time you need to start conditioning your mind to get positive results depends almost entirely on the amount of faith and enthusiasm you place behind your words and actions. All voluntary positive habits are the products of willpower directed toward the attainment of definite goals. If you say to yourself, sometime in my life I want $100,000, you are saying, I am uncertain about my goals. Here, cosmic habit force cannot come into play because there is no definite pattern for it to follow. If you say instead, 6 months from now, I want $100,000, and I will do X, Y, and Z to get it. Cosmic habit force has a pattern to follow, but it will follow that pattern only when your thoughts and actions lead it there. If you don't do X, Y, and Z, you won't develop cosmic habit force.